Hi, my name is Trey Mia. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak with the person who requested that call?
Speaking.
Okay, how can I assist you on today?
Yes, ma'am, I was calling to file a new claim.
Okay, I need to advise that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am, 419-271037.
1037 or 27?
37.
To verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth.
Kanisha Moore, 102387.
Your mother's maiden name and your driver's license number, please.
Gabra Moore, my driver's license number is 8259657.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Have you had a name change since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Right. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card does take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
I still have my old card.
Okay. May I have your mailing address, please, with the correct spelling of the street name?
Yes, ma'am. It's 111 49th Avenue East, Apartment A. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
Is your residence different from your mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am. My new address is the one I just gave you.
Okay. May I have your telephone number?
Area code 205-391-8561.
8561.
Correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Albertville, Madison, Anniston, Northport, or none of the above?
Northport.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 105 Okeechobee Drive, 1149 Oak Brook Drive, 24 Foxdale Drive, 2522 12th Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
2522 12th Avenue.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Ecodon Services, PFEC Circle, the Georgia Advertisement Co-op Fund, Tucker Transportation, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes. Have I worked since the last time I filed?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
When was your last day of work?
December 9th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
You said sister what, ma'am?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a No. real estate license? Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, January 10th.
What was your job description?
I'm a cook and a server.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And who's your separating employer?
He said, who, ma'am?
Who's your separating employer?
What do you mean?
The company you're now separated from, you're filing unemployment from?
Oh, it's Bama Diamond / Air. It's Aramark / Bama Diamond.
Okay. May I have the company's telephone number?
I have my supervisor number.
Is it with the job? Because we can't have
yes,
any
ma'am.
Personal cell numbers.
You said you can't have any. You can't have my supervisor. No, my job doesn't have a phone, so we have to call my supervisor.
Is it a company phone? We can't get
yeah,
any.
Yeah, it's a company phone.
Okay, what's the number?
It's area code 205-535-7477.
May I have your employment start date?
July 28, 2021.
What city was this work performed in?
Tuscaloosa.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you remember your 4-digit labor pin or would you need a pin reset?
Pin reset.
Here'll be the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year, which would be 3787.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in lost benefits. If you choose to file online, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Or if you choose to file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which will be this upcoming Sunday. Ms. Moore, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.